Good morning. The storm system that brought the strong wind gusts and brief heavy bursts of snow to the area last night continues to wind up over the Canadian Maritimes. The snow showers and squalls have ended. However, the wind remains gusty and at times will exceed 40 miles per hour through the first part of the day today. The wind will continue to subside a bit during the afternoon, but still can gust over 30 miles per hour as high pressure builds in from southern Canada and the Great Lakes. This will produce plenty of sunshine, but with that gusty northwest breeze, much colder air will be in place. Highs will only be in the middle to upper 20s on average, and with the wind chill, it'll feel like it's in the single digits and teens as we head through the afternoon. Another disturbance will head through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada tonight. Clouds will be on the increase, and temperatures will only drop back to around 20 on average for overnight lows. This system will slide through the area on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, but generally dry. The wind out ahead of it will be out of the south and become gusty, pushing temperatures back into the lower 40s. It'll be short-lived, though, as the colder side of this system will swing through on Wednesday night, and with a mix of sun and clouds and increasing northwest wind again on Thursday, we'll drop it back down into the lower 30s for daytime highs. It'll stay partly sunny, breezy, and cold on Friday in the lower 30s once again. We'll begin a climb over the weekend, although it'll take some time. The weather will stay dry, with high pressure remaining in control. A mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Saturday and mostly sunny in the upper 30s on Sunday. We'll get back into the lower 40s with more sunshine by the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending across the Gulf Coast will be the focus for rain and thunderstorms as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico rides north over the boundary along the Gulf Coast and into the southeast through the day today. Meanwhile, upper-level energy will move into the Pacific Northwest, then to the northern plains by tonight. The energy will produce light snow over parts of the northern Cascades and the northern Rockies. Additionally, an upper-level low will move onshore over Southern California late today. That low will help produce light rain over parts of Southern California by Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 27 below zero with a west wind at 102, gusting to 117 miles per hour with a wind chill of 80 below zero. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 17 below. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 9 degrees, the dew point 5 below, 52% relative humidity, a west wind at 18 gusting to 30 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 9 below zero, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Brighton, Florida, to a low of 4 below zero at Langdon, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston sunny and windy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 29, that's 1 degree below normal. 11 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday and 8 tenths of an inch of snow, that's the total so far for the month of March, which is 3 tenths of an inch above normal. And 54.1 inches for the season, which is 6.7 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 65, set in 1991, and the record low, 4 below zero, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:46 p.m., 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and windy today, with highs ranging from the mid-teens to the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-teens. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and windy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower to mid 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder on Thursday, lower 30s. Partly sunny, breezy and cold on Friday, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s on Saturday, and mostly sunny on Sunday in the upper 30s and more sunshine on Monday in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.